Page 102, the audiogram accurately demonstrating the scenario is shown in Figure 13-8. Figure 13-9 demonstrates what the audiogram might look like if masking is not used in the left ear while testing the right ear. Using insert earphones, the intensity of the signal presented by air conduction eventually will be great enough that the bones of the skull will vibrate, and the signal will be heard in the non-test, left, ear. Using the bone vibrator, the signal is heard in the non-test, left, ear at the same intensity level as if the stimulus were presented from the left mastoid, because interoral attenuation can be as low as 0 decibels for a bone vibrator transducer. The resulting audiogram suggests that the patient has a severe conductive hearing loss in the right ear. This is not true. The presence of unmasked thresholds that occur as a result of a sound being heard by crossover is known as a shadow curve. The appropriate use of masking noise in the left ear for air and bone conduction testing would provide the accurate results shown in Figure 13-8. Another example of an unmasked audiogram is shown in Figure 13-10. In this case, the clinician must determine whether the hearing loss in the right ear is sensory or